Oh, you could say that.
Good, good.
In other areas of my life, I'm changing things, but yeah.
Okay. Well, change is very good. It's opportunity for growth and progress and all of those good things. All right. So last time, it was basically a time for us to get to know each other, learn a little about each other, and give me a chance to kind of see what your experience has been with science, what your interests are. And today is going to be similar in the sense that it's a chance for me to get to know some things, but more specifically about your science experience, the things that you've learned before, to kind of help me build what we're going to be doing the rest of this school year. So just to refresh me, last year at Shubola, what science class did you have?
Environmental science.
Environmental science. Beautiful. And you guys talked a lot about meteorology and oceanography and things like that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what did you guys do last year at Quilombo and Dae?
Physical science.
Okay. So, and that was dealing with like waves.
Your channel started recording.
Waves, motion, matter, things like that.
What type of science where you learn about how the cell split into and
that's life science.
That's what it is. All right.
Okay, cool. And then Kashif, you last year you had a physical science class, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool beans. Okay. All right, so I want to start off, you know, a lot of what we do in the course of this year is going to be not just us learning about science, but us being scientists, right? So, you know, when you're with me in this space, you're going to be thinking like a scientist, behaving like a scientist, and kind of approaching problems the way that scientists approach problems. So I just don't want it to be about you acquiring these pieces of information related to science. I want you to be in the space where you're operating as a scientist. So I want to get a sense for the first part of class of what your understanding is of what a scientist is and what scientists do. And then also kind of get a little practice to give me a sense of what your experience with that is. So my first question to you guys is, how do scientists solve problems? Right, because what science is basically a process of learning or understanding the world around us. And a lot of times that discovery comes because someone had a question, something they wondered about the world that that they wanted an answer to. You know, so like last time at Shubola, you had you mentioned having questions about people's thought patterns and the amount of mental capability that animals have, like their ability to really process and understand what we're doing and what's going on around them, you know. And Kashif talked about some of the wonderings he had about the development of nature over time and what people experience in the process of like death and things of that nature. So when scientists have questions about the world or things that they're wondering, or they see a problem and they want to figure out how to solve it. Like, you know, whenever it storms, there's, you know, water backing up somewhere and they want to figure out how to fix it. They usually have a process for trying to figure out how to answer that question or solve that problem. So my question to you is, from your perspective and your understanding, how do scientists solve problems? Like, if they've got a problem or a question, what do they do to figure that out? So I'm going to give you like maybe 60 seconds to think about that, and then I'm going to ask each of you to tell me what you think scientists solve problems. Thank you. All right, Kashif, what do you think? When a scientist has a problem or a question, what do they do to get an answer to their question?
Experiment other things.
Okay, so they perform experiments?
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else?
What was that?
I said, is there anything else?
No.
That doesn't have to be. I'm just asking. Okay. All right, cool. And Daye, what do you think scientists do when they have problems that they need to solve?
I think scientists figure out what it is that they're trying to answer, like what the question is that they're trying to answer, and then they do research and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they figure out more about the thing, and then they do experiments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they figure out what their question really is, they find out more about that thing, whatever it is, and they experiment. Yeah, okay. Anything else before I go to Eshigbola?
No.
Okay, Eshigbola, what do you have to add to that? How do scientists solve problems?
Okay, they inquire about things, they use the scientific method, and they use Google.
Okay, so they inquire about things. So when you say inquire, what do you mean?
They ask, well, they look, they analyze something that they're interested in, and then they ask, they might ask like a resource or somebody, or just wonder about the thing that interests them.
Okay, beautiful. And then you said they use a scientific method and they use Google.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So that gives me a good sense of what you guys think about problem solving. And we talked about some of the things that we're going to learn in the course of this year, like the topics that this class is going to cover. So you guys learning that information is an important part of what we're doing. But another equally important part of what we're doing is learning about problem solving techniques, the way that scientists approach problem solving, because even if, you know, you become a dancer in your career as an adult, or you have a bakery business, or any of the things that you could choose to do with your life, having the ability to have multiple methods for solving problems, for looking at questions, for figuring out scenarios is going to be very useful to you in life. That's one of the skills that you get from science classes and learning about scientific thought processes. It gives you ways to approach problem solving in all areas of life. So along with the information that you're going to learn, a really important part of what we're doing is helping you to get stronger problem solving skills. So you will find often when you have a question for me, I'm going to either guide you to resources to help you find the answer, or I'm going to ask you questions to help you get to the answer, but I'm not going to necessarily like spoon feed you facts and information, because a lot of what we do is not about having the right answer, but going through the process of like looking for information and finding the answer to your questions. Like that's going to be something important that you take away. Okay, real quick question, Eshigbola. If I want to change my settings so that I push to talk rather than it being on all the time, what do I go to in the menu to do that?
Okay, you go to settings, then
okay,
you go to options.
Okay, I was there too. Okay, what, so which?
And then which, you go to capture.
Capture, that's what I didn't go to. I think I went to every option except for capture.
Oh, okay.
All right, and change it from continuous transmission.
And then once you press, you change it from the continuous transmission to push to talk, and then there should be like a blue type letters next to that to the far right, and it should say set more hotkeys. Well, not set more hotkeys, but it should say set a hotkey, and then you can press that, and then you can set your hotkey. to push the talk.
All right, I gotta choose a different hotkey because just now when you you guys couldn't hear me, I think I was talking to myself. Are you there now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Modified. All right, hold on. Okay, here we go. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All right. So right now I'm going to have you guys do some quick research on what Eshik Bola mentioned, which was the scientific method. So I want you to go online and give me the steps of the scientific method, okay? So this shouldn't take no more than about 3 minutes. And I want you to send them to me. So you can just do like we did last time and in the individual text chat, just type for me. And you don't need to give me the descriptions. I just want the titles. Like what are the names of the steps in the scientific method? You guys clear?
Yes.
All right, so go ahead now and take 3 minutes and get me the steps of the scientific method.
User disconnected from your channel. User in your channel is recording. User in your channel started recording.
All right, so 3 minutes has passed. Is anybody close to finished?
Yes. I found it.
All right, so once you found it, go ahead and in the text chat, send me the list, like what are the elements of the scientific method, the steps in the process. Again, not the description, just the title of the steps. How's it going, Adai?
Good. I have something, but Kashif already put it there, so I'm going to try to find something else.
And Daya, you really don't have to find something else because the fact that you guys found the same answer to the question doesn't mean that you didn't do your part, like you found the answer to the question.
Okay,
so I'm just gonna go really quickly over the steps so that everybody is clear about what each part means, and then I'm gonna have you guys do a little practice with it. So I'm gonna use the wording that Kashif and Indaya found. So the first part, like Eshibola mentioned when he talked about how scientists solve problems, and so did Indaya, You look at what your question is. So you ask a question about the world, whether it's something you're seeing and you want to understand why it is what it is, or if there's some kind of problem that you want a solution to. You ask the question. And then, as Indaya mentioned, you learn more about the thing. You do some background research and you find out whatever it is that's out there that you can know about this topic. So whatever your question is, if your question is like why do trees get bigger as they grow, then you're going to research trees and whatever you can find out about how fast they grow, different kinds of trees, so as much background research as possible. And then you're going to construct a hypothesis. So Eshubola, what does hypothesis mean? What do you think it means?
Well, I was always told it's an educated guess. To explain that more, it's what somebody thinks or a group of people thinks would happen if certain actions took place or if certain things happened.
Okay,
what would be
good.
The result?
Good. So an educated guess. So that's why before you have a hypothesis, before you guess what the answer to the question is, or before you guess what's going to happen, you gotta do that background research. Because it needs to be educated. It can't just be a random guess from the back of your mind about what's going to happen. It has to be based on something. So just like when you're in language arts class and you're writing and you have to go back to the text for evidence. So if you make a statement, you have to go back to your reading to find information in the book that supports what you said. The same thing is true in science. You have to have evidence to support what you think. So you have to do background research so that you have some knowledge on the topic, and then you can think about what you think might happen or what might be the answer to your question. So once you've come up with your guess about what's going to happen, then you're going to test your guess by doing an experiment of some sort. So that could be, depending on the topic, if we're talking about the tree growth, you could grow trees yourself to accumulate data, or you could do research and acquire data that other people have found and then look at their data to help you figure out the answer to your question. So when you're a scientist, you don't always do an experiment. Sometimes your experimentation or your study of something involves just collecting data that other people have acquired. So once you've tested your hypothesis, then you look at what you got. So you look at your information and you say, all right, this is what I found. This is what I think it means. And then once you look at what you think it means, and then you go back and say, okay, was I right or wrong? Was my guess about why this is happening or what the answer to the question is, was it right or wrong? And if your hypothesis was wrong, that's okay, because you still know, you still have figured out something new. You've got your new information, and then you look at what that means. So I was right or I was wrong, and what does that mean, and how can I use this information further? And then communicating your results is sharing it with the world. So letting the world know in some way, shape, or form what you discovered in your research about your question, right? So this is like the general process that scientists use to solve problems or to get answers to questions. And it can look different depending on if it's an experiment that you're doing or you're doing some background research. So I want to use the same topic I had you guys looking at before. At the end of the class last time, I had you go search really quickly for some facts about Africans in science, like a concept that that you either didn't know or is not commonly known, something about either like ancient Africa, or I don't even think I specified a time. So what I want you to do now is just to take like 60 seconds. And instead of me giving you a question, I want you to come up with a question that you have about science as it relates to Africa. It could be about people. It could be about topic. Like, the world is open to you. I just want you to come up with a question that you have. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
And I know you guys don't like general all the time, but the world is open to you. It can be about anything related to Africa or Africans in science.
Okay.
So just when you figure out what your question is, just tell me when you're ready. It shouldn't take more than a minute.
Okay, I have one. Did Africans, here I'll type it in too, but did African people, the ancient African people, did we actually have names for each science? Because, like, for example, irrigation in the Nile Valley civilization, did they call that irrigation, or did they just use it because they knew how?
All right, you got a question, Kashif? Are you there, Kashif?
Yeah.
Okay. You come up with the question. You don't have to research it yet or anything. Just anything in your mind, a question that you have.
I'm typing it.
Okie dokie. What about you, Andai?
I'm about to.
Okie dokie. Okay, so while we're waiting for the last question, so you're going to go through a couple of the steps in the scientific method with this. So the first thing that you're going to do now that you have the question is you're going to do some background research. So you're not necessarily looking for the answer to the question, but you're just looking for background on the topic. Right. So at Shubola, you're going to look at, you know, see if you can find some different like discoveries and then figure out like what culture those people were from. Right. Maybe what languages they spoke, kind of just background to get you thinking and to give you information before you start to think about the answer to the question. Yabo, you got me?
Yabo.
All right, so like in Dae, you knew that astronomy was widely known, and you wanted to see like what other widely known types of science that they used. So you might look back at some of the astronomical discoveries and like what time frame that was to give you some background about what other stuff might have been out there. So again, you're not necessarily answering the question, but you're getting information related to the topic to help you come up with what you think the answer might be. Did you say something, Yaye?
Mm-hmm. I felt...
Okay, I think maybe what's happening is whatever you're using to push to talk, you might be letting go of it quickly because most of your words are like cut off at the end. Okay.
Hi.
It's all good. And then, like, let's see, Kashif, with your question, you would look at like what you mean by technology, so what kinds of things they were creating and making. To kind of give you a sense to start thinking about where they might have put it and how they might have contained it. So what you mean by technology is going to be like what you're going to do some quick background research in. Does it make sense, Kashif?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm gonna say 5 minutes. I don't want to go beyond 5 minutes without connecting with you. So I'm gonna set a timer for 5 minutes, and I want you guys to use the wonders of the internet and get yourself some background information. So again, you're not looking specifically for the answer to the question, but you're giving yourself some background and some knowledge about the topics related to the question that you have. All right, does anybody have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
No.
All right, beautiful. So take that 5 minutes and get some background. If at any point in your research and you're looking, you get stuck or you're not sure about something, please like chime in and let me know. Like, I'm here for support too. So if you need guidance in your research, just like shout out, let me know.
Mama Fanta?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You said I was looking for times where there was like astronomical achievements and then look at what time period that was?
Exactly, because you're looking at other types of widely known sciences they use. So you would see like when these things were going on. So that you can determine like what kind of other sciences they might have been using.
Okay.
So 5 minutes has passed, so I want to check in with you guys and see how you're doing. So you found anything useful yet, Eshubola?
I'm still looking at a couple of pages, and one of the words that came up was brain drain, and I was looking at that term because I didn't understand what that was, and I kind of still don't.
Gotcha, but the research is productive, like you're finding information.
Mm-hmm. I found two awesome lectures.
Okay, cool. How's it going, Kashif?
It's going okay.
All right. So have you found any, when you were talking about technology, like what kinds of things they might have been making or building?
Yes, I found a website where it gives me a variety of things that the African students. And but you said you wanted me to write where would they restore that stuff at?
Oh, Mama Fata.
Yes, that's your mom.
One of the things I thought of after class on Tuesday, one of the things that I was hoping to learn is the effect of how architecture and engineering and all that, the effect on that on our physical body. Like, how is that relationship?
Okay. So how the construction of the buildings, the places that we inhabit, how that affects us physiologically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And then Kashif, just so you're aware, I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing you. So I'm not sure. You just use the computer to speak, right? There's no headphones or anything.
No, I have headphones.
You do? Okay. Well, this time it was really clear just now when you said you had headphones, but your response before kind of cut in and out. I'm not sure why. Okay, so in about 3 minutes, I'm going to come back together and have you tell me a little bit about what you learned and have you start formulating a hypothesis. So in 3 minutes at 11:30.
User in your channel is recording.
You got 2 more minutes. You got 1 more minute before you're ready to share. All right, so as you finish up, I want you to share with me what information you found that's going to help you come up with the answer to your question. Okay, so we're not necessarily creating the hypothesis yet or coming up with what you think the answer to the question is. You're just taking the time to do some background research. So I want to know what you learned about the topic that's going to help you in figuring out your hypothesis. So we're going to start with you, Eshubola.
Okay. I'll link you guys to the
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I was linking you off to the website I was using. Alright, and some of my notes. Okay, so I found on Wikipedia this website inside of its sources and AfricanHistory.net. So basically this website just culminates a whole bunch of research done by scientists and anthropologists and all the different types of things in Africa. And in the A list you have Indigenous African Science and Technology. And the first thing I clicked on was African Food Processing Techniques by Richard Okagbuyu. I don't know how to say his name. But I was reading his article and he was just saying how the scientists have used microorganisms to, well, microbiologists have looked into the dishes from like ancient times and found that the, the production of foods and beverages was appropriate for the technology that was back then, and that they did have like different types of tools and things that they used to make things. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to pick up a random stick and start beating this nut or whatever. And I also read in the Wikipedia page about some Kemetic inventions, and I know that the Kemetic people were very into psychology and spirituality and all that, so I know some of that's part of science, and they were also into astronomy and things like that, so they definitely had separation of different types of technologies and science. So my educated guess is that yes, a whole bunch of that the science was separated, and that discoveries and technology inventions did have names and were separated based on subject.
Okay, sounds good. So we're gonna move on to you next. Ndiaye, and you have the option after you share your background if you want to give your hypothesis immediately after that, like Eshubola did, or if you want to wait till after Kashifa shared and then we give you give the hypothesis at the end. But what I just want to know first is, related to the question you created, what background information did you find? Share.
I kept trying to find like a time period, and so far it says the 5th millennium BCE, and that's like the only time that they're giving me. Or no, it says 90. What is that? Or 168. But I've been trying to find a time period, and I found this other website that said it was talking about astronomy in West Africa. There it was talking about how they made like glue and stuff. So I was trying to see if there was a type of science behind the type of tools that they were making, because there was a list of tools that they made.
Got it.
But okay. I haven't found the actual time period.
Okay. All right, but in your, digging and searching, do you feel like you kind of got a little background that'll help you to come up with a hypothesis?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe. Okay.
All of a sudden, I'm hearing myself, like I'm getting feedback. Do you guys still hear me clearly?
Let me tell you what happened. When Adai speaks, if she keeps her mic down, so if you see two blue lights on, then you'll get feedback, particularly because she doesn't have a headset. So when you finish talking, you just gotta, she has to release the headset, release her talk now button, and then you talk and she back and forth until she gets a headset.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to have Kashif share what he found in his search, and then I'm going to come back to you and I to tell me what you think the answer to your question is, what your hypothesis is about the answer to your question. Okay. All right. Kashif, what did you find about technology?
I found a couple of things that Africans created. One was wait, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Okay. So I found that we created oil and that that the first oil from coal refinery was in Sasolburg, South Africa. And another thing that I found was that we created trackers to like search for people. And that was around hold on, I wrote the time. It says it was around the 1800s. And so far, that's all I found.
All right. So after I have Ndaye share with you, share her hypothesis, because Eshubo already gave his, then I'm going to come back to you, Kashif, for you to share your hypothesis. Again, after having that a few minutes to do some background research, you're going to tell me what you think the answer to your question is.
Okay.
Okay, so Ndaye, give me a second to scroll back to your question. All right, so you were looking at what other widely known types of science they use. So what do you think, based on your background research, what other types of sciences did you think were widely used?
In astronomy, I think they used, I don't know. I think I do need to do more research.
You know, I just realized that I was talking without pressing the button, so you didn't hear any of what I just said. When you were sharing your background research and you mentioned the astronomy in West Africa, you mentioned a couple of things then. So share with me what you said then about what they might have been doing in terms of science.
Oh, okay. Well, it says that they made different types of tools. And one of the things that it said they made was glue. So they could have used science to make glue. And I'm trying to go back to this website to find the list of stuff. Because they have...
All right, so in terms...
Okay.
So in terms of your hypothesis, when you were talking about the type, so you would look at those things that they created and kind of look at what fields of science they would fit under. All right, so while she does that, so you guys have gone through the first two stages. You came up with a question that you had about the world, specifically about science as related to Africa. Then you did some background research. So actually you've gone through the first three phases. You had a question that you came up with, you did background research, and then you came up with your hypothesis. And I almost skipped Kashif. So Kashif, what was your hypothesis about your question? So you your question related to where they would put their technology after creating it. So what is your guess? What do you think the answer to your question is?
I think they would put their technology in tombs and maybe they would put their technology in because back then they didn't have museums, right? No.
They didn't have what?
They didn't have museums, right?
Whatever the last word you're saying is, I'm not hearing it. They didn't have what?
Museums.
Kind of. They weren't like what we have in terms of like all of the public being able to visit, but they had places where they stored important artifacts.
Because that would be my second guess, is that they would put them in museums. But the people have, back then you would have to pay a good amount of price to go inside and look at them.
Okay. All right. I think I understand your question a little better now, too. Okay, so what you're going to do now, after you've been through the first three steps, when we first started our discussion today and we talked about that fourth step that you guys gave me of doing experiments to determine if your hypothesis is correct, and we talked about the fact that, or I talked about the fact that it's not always a experiment that you do, it's often collecting data, whether it be from other people's experiments or from information that's out there. So often you're testing your hypothesis with data and information, not necessarily, you know, experiments that you do with materials in front of you. So that's what you're going to do right now. You're going to now look specifically for the answers to your questions. So you're going to look, Eshubola, for the names of these different fields of science in whatever their indigenous languages are. So I would suggest you pick one or two groups of people so that you can focus on finding something specific. I would even say one group of people. Find something specific in the names of things in those languages if you can find it online, or at the very least, evidence that proves that there was something there, that they had a name for it. And then Kashif, you're going to look now specifically for those locations. So again, I would pick specific group of people or area of the continent to focus your search on, looking for like museum-like places, because I think that's what your hypothesis was, that they had a location or a place that they could go to put these things for people to see or to learn about. And then Ndaye, same thing for you. I want you to kind of pick an area and then come up with an answer to your question, like what specifically for that area and time, what were the other areas of science that were widely known and used? Yeah, both. So, like, do you everybody understand what I want you to do in the next few minutes?
Yeah. Yes.
You got me, Ashikbala?
Yes, I do.
You understand what to do in Daye?
In Daye?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, are you clear about what you need to do?
What you need to do?
Yes.
All right, good. Kashif, you understand what I want you to do next?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to set my timer for 5 minutes, and then we're going to check back in, and you're going to share with me what you found up until that point. And then if you haven't gotten a comprehensive answer, I'll give you a few more minutes to continue. But at 5 minutes, when we check in, you got to tell me at least what you found up until that point so I know that you're searching.
Wait, say that last thing again.
At 5 minutes, even if you need more time, I'm still going to have you share some of what you found so that I can verify that, you know, you've been searching and you're being productive.
Okay.
All right, let's check in and see what. Let's check in and see what you found so far. All right, so Eshubola, what have you found?
Okay, well, I am on the subsite, and I have found that astronomy was made by, many discoveries out of cultures in Africa were by Egyptians, Kenyans, and Dogon people of Mali, and then that's pretty much it. What I've read so far.
Okay, and so make also, sure you're...
Also, metallurgy, I guess it's pronounced, and tools were made from... advances were made in Tanzania, Rwanda, and Uganda.
All right, so see if you can focus on whichever group of people that you can get the most information, their most information is available about, because your question was specifically about did they have names, the name or have separate names for each of the different types. So you're looking for evidence to determine that or not. So not just were there different peoples who made discoveries, but like what they called it. So make sure you stay focused on that as you're searching. All right, and Daya, what have you found so far?
I just found different, it's not showing me another type of science in Africa. Like, it's showing me different things that they did with astronomy, because it seems like they just use astronomy pretty much to surround, like, to make calendars, to plan farming, to make buildings. So I don't know. What other classifiers?
Okay, so.
Okay, so.
Go ahead and turn your mic off. Go ahead. What you might want to think about is listening to you right now, I just heard the answer to your question. I want you to think about what science is and what different things constitute science, because some of what you mentioned that they use astronomy for were other areas of science, and that's your evidence right there. So go back and look at what other areas of science that they used astrology in reference to, and that could be what you were looking for all along.
Okay.
And if you need clarity about what I mean, just please be sure to ask. All right, Kashif, what have you found so far? Kashif.
Yes.
What have you found so far?
I found that our technology that we created was restored in Egypt, and the ancient Kemet. It's like Kemet is like over Egypt. It's still like part of Egypt, but it's old Egypt.
So what have you found out about where things were stored?
That it was restored in pyramids.
All right, so Kashif. Yes, ma'am.
Does agricultural science and organic science count?
Agricultural definitely counts. And then I'm not sure what you mean by organic science.
Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. Never mind.
Okay, listen to this. I'm not sure if they're saying.
So, what are you referring to?
Me?
Yeah, when you say organic science, what are you referring to?
No, I read something that was there wrong.
Oh, okay.
User entered your channel.
Okay, Mama Fata, can you listen to this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, welcome to the BM Archives, which provides access to a large selection of digitized visual and cartographic material, as well as comprehensive catalog data from the Basel Mission Archives. Some 30,000 images, 6,700 maps, sketches and plans, and detailed references to our manifold written records. The website is an interactive search tool for public at large and international scientific community, opening up avenues into the major research base for 19th and 20th century history. I didn't know if this was, I didn't understand if this was like a, cause I was looking at African images from Ghana, and they were showing some technology that they were using, but I didn't know that was like something that a modern person had drawn, because it looked like somebody from modern times had drawn that.
User in your channel started recording.
Can you put up a link to the site so I can look at it and give you a more clear answer? Yeah, I actually found this this painting earlier this summer. I was looking at it. I think it's modern because under the citation for the reference, it gives a date of January 1946 to December 1960. So it was at some point in the 20th century, I think, that painting was made.
Okay. I just don't know if it's true.
Yeah, same here. I actually have been looking into it to see what it was, if it was somebody's representation or if it was supposed to be a painting of a historical depiction of something that was real.
Mama Fontes?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Was my answer right?
Do you have a question, Kashif?
Oh, I said, was my own question right? I mean, my answer, was it right? Hello?
Yeah,
part of an answer. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so it was asking for where things were stored. So that's one answer? And I want you to take a couple of minutes to see if there's any other locations. So maybe if you look at West Africa after they left Egypt, see if you can find any locations in West or Central Africa.
Eshubola, I have a technology question.
All right.
Just now, it like dropped out. It said that I lost my connection, and then it popped back up, and it has Mama Fanta 1 instead of just Mama Fanta, and I had to go back and start recording, set a new recording. Does that happen, dropping off connection wise, and then it just automatically popping you back up?
Sometimes it'll pop you back up if you're still connected. sometimes your Wi-Fi disconnects. I don't know. It just does that. And sometimes it's because it's your bandwidth. And bandwidth is the amount of data being used on your Wi-Fi. So if you have anybody else in your Wi-Fi or something.
Okay, I understand. Like thank that, you.
Yeah.
Your channel was edited.
All right, so I'm going to give you like 4 minutes till 12:05, and then you're going to like finalize what your answer to your question was and kind of look at what you found. All right, and actually 3 minutes and some change. You got about 2 minutes. All right, so while you finish up your research, we're just going to refresh your memory about the process that you guys looked up at the beginning of class. So you ask a question, you do some background research, you come up with your guess, your hypothesis about what the answer to the question is. You do some experimentation, data gathering to get the actual answer. And then you look at what you got, draw some conclusions from it, and then share it. So you guys have already, at that 5-minute check, told me a little bit about what you found. So now I want you to kind of sum it up. So whatever you figured out up until this point, there's always, whenever there's a question you're answering when it comes to science, there's always more to be done. There's more research to be found. There's more tests to be done. So we know that there's more information out there you could find, but we're just going to work with what you've got to this point. So I want you to tell me what the answer to you, the question you came up with is. So tell me, repeat the question. Tell me what your answer is based on your research. And then we'll sum things up after we go around once. So I'm going to switch around the order and start with you, Kashif. So again, I want you to repeat your question to us out loud and then what your answer was based on the research you just did.
Okay. My question was, all right, my question was, where would Africans put their technology in after creating it? And my answer to this was that Africans would research and put their technologies in pyramids in Egypt. And that's what I've got so far.
All right, good start. And Dai, your question and then the answer that you found up to this point.
Okay, my question was, since astronomy was so widely known in Africa, what were some other widely known sciences in Africa during the same time? And I found out that there was agricultural science used for farming, and I found out that horology was used for calendar making, and yeah.
Can you spell that word for calendar making?
Horology.
I had to write that down. You just taught me a new word.
It said that that science is used for timekeeping and making things accurate and precise.
Beautiful. All right. So as I told you guys the first day, you're going to be teaching me too. That's beautiful. All right, Eshubola, your question and then what you found.
Okay. Did ancient African people name or have names or even separate the function of each science / technology they discovered, invented, and used? And my answer, from what I have so far, I focused on Zimbabwe ancient technology and Kemetic ancient technology, and for Kemet, I'm in the middle of reading some article about it, but all I found really is that the names for their pyramids and other architectural achievements they did, and the people who did it, and I haven't found that they actually.
Okay. If you can go back to what you shared with us earlier, where you hadn't found the names, but remember the information that you found that led you to believe that they did have like different categories. Can you share that thought with us again? Eshubola, were you able to hear me?
Yes, sir. Were you talking about the AfricanHistory.net?
Right. So remember you were, you hadn't found the names for them, But you were pretty, you got pretty conclusive evidence that there was some differentiation between the different types of and fields of science. So yes. I just want you to incorporate that because that's part of your answer too. So share that with us.
Okay. Well, you want me to say it over again?
Sure.
Okay. Well, okay, so basically the ancient African people, we would use different when we do food processing techniques, one of the examples is that we would use specific tools and specific types of technology instead of just picking up a stick or something and making that doing the food processing. And I just remembered something that I learned last year to also support the idea that there was different types of technology. Was in ancient Egypt, they did have a name for medicine, and they actually had different types of papyrus text in which they identified steps of how to use certain types of their technology. And one of them was medicine. I just forgot the name of it. I have a bookmark, but I forgot what the name of it was.
Okay, good.
And my last thing is about Zimbabwe, and they also had one. They had architectural feats too, but again, I don't have a name for them.
All right, sounds good. So just remember that what we were doing today, as I discussed at the beginning, in our learning this year, we're going to have the content, the information that you guys acquire. But another part of it, and just as large a part, is going to be about the thought processes about being a scientist and engaging in the world from the perspective of a scientist. So what you guys did today was not just an exercise in learning something more about African culture and Africans in science. It was about the process going through, you starting with a question, doing background research on your question, coming up with your hypothesis about what's the answer to the question is, collecting data, and then looking at that data and coming up with a conclusion. Like, for example, in Dae, she didn't get directly these different fields, but based on the information that she got, she was able to draw conclusions. Same thing with Eshubola. He didn't get exact names for the different areas of science, but based on the information that he got, he clearly found that there were different fields that were focused on. He just wasn't able to get enough information to know what they call them. So a lot of what we do this year is going to be about that process, you being a scientist and acquiring knowledge, not just acquiring it, but acquiring it in the manner that a scientist would go about doing it. All right. Anybody have any questions or last minute comments for today? Because I'm not going to be with you guys again until next Tuesday.
All I want to say is just I found the PDF that I had, and it's called the Edwin Smith Surgical Papyrus, and it was outlining an American archaeologist named Edwin Smith. He purchased the papyrus in Kemet in 1862, and he got the name somehow. So he got to be named the papyrus was named after him because he bought it.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you. And it was Edwards, you said?
Huh?
Was his name Edwards?
Edwin Smith.
Edwin Smith. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Any questions or comments, Indai or Kashif?
No.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy your lunchtime. And next week, we will get into some more science in Africa. All right, you guys have a good weekend.
You too. Peace.
All right, peace.